Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And if you're a new listener, I just pray that you're blessed by the Lord as we continue a message I began last week, Build Ye the House of the Lord. And this is a timely message. I've listened, I don't have great opportunity, but the few ministers I've been able to listen to, there seems to be a common theme, and that is that God's people need to seek the Lord while He may be found. We are to pray in behalf of our nation, in behalf of our leaders, in behalf of unsaved loved ones, with anyone not watching the news. Perhaps they may not be aware of how difficult the hour is and how late the hour is, but if you are aware of what is going on by reading the papers, by listening to the news, you know that this nation and the world is in very critical times. It is, as Paul spoke to Timothy, or wrote Timothy in his letter, know this, that in the end times, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And so what should be our response, our job description, if you will? Well, Jesus has never changed what we are to do as His people. What He spoke to His original disciples, His apostles, the Great Commission, that is still our job, our assignment from the Lord, and that is into, in context, it says, go into the world and preach this gospel to all nations, teaching them to observe whatsoever I've commanded you. In other words, the gospel that has saved us in a personal way, if you've had an experience with Jesus, if He is your Savior, then the Lord is speaking to us. In case some people, perhaps they've not been taught, they don't understand, we need to hear the truth. And what is truth? Thy word, O Lord, is truth. If we love God, we will obey His commandments. And does that mean we're to pack our bags and take off to whatever nation God would lay on our hearts? Well, if God's calling you as a missionary to that nation, by all means. But obviously, that does not apply to the bulk of Christians. We are raising families. We're engaged in job enterprises. We are doing things here at home, and God wants us to be faithful to what He's called us to do. And so we all have a part. This title, Build Ye the House of the Lord, comes from the word of the Lord that was spoken many centuries ago by the prophet Haggai to the people of God, the people of Israel. And just by way of review, what is the prophet Haggai speaking to the people of Israel in that first chapter? Well, it says that the same thing that can happen to them is actually able to happen to us. They had become lukewarm and indifferent in their worship of God. They'd become discouraged. And what was happening? Well, of course, they were a subject people, and they, because of the decree to fulfill the word of the Lord through the prophet Jeremiah, they experienced 70 years in Babylonian captivity. But God moved upon the heart of a heathen king, Cyrus, and they were released to go to Jerusalem, whosoever wanted to, and build the house of the Lord. They were allowed to go back. And so Even though they did have a subject role, they had become discouraged. And what happens so often when we get discouraged, we just kind of resign ourselves to making, to doing the best we can to make ourselves comfortable. In verses 3 and 4, it says, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, The people say, God's people, the time isn't come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." And in verse 3, the word of the Lord through Haggai rebukes the people. The word of the Lord that came in verse 4, this is the Lord speaking, "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste?" Verse 5 says, "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." And the Lord is always gentle with us, but he speaks truth. And the fact of the matter is, they were living in your sealed or paneled houses. It was a sign of luxury, since obviously expensive timber had to be imported. But what do we see in terms of historical background? And again, this is just by way of review for some who might just be joining me this week. In the book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse 21, we see that Artaxerxes had issued a decree which stopped the building of the temple and building Jerusalem. And yet they had gone ahead to make residences, magnificent residences, for themselves. And so, you know, so often we tend to think harshly of the Jews. Well, you know, if we'd have seen all the miracles, we wouldn't have done that. Well, beloved, human nature has not changed. And in our present lifetime, in the last, for those who are up in years, I mean, the things that have happened in the last 70 years, 100 years, we have seen American Christians basically allowed the government to take prayer out of the schools, to allow many of the moral decline that has occurred. Listen, in some of our major denominations, they've been split all on the basis of the Word of God. Are we to embrace the sinner? Of course, but we do not condone or accept or put our blessings upon their lifestyle. Love is not just the answer. Oh, we're just going to be loving. We're going to open our doors and embrace them. No, beloved, true love is to share God's word, not to be judgmental, to be loving, but we cannot compromise the word of God. And so while we do have to attend to pressing and immediate affairs of our family, of our business concerns, you know, obviously we have to be a diligent employee or leader or head of a business. Obviously, you know, family is extremely important to the Lord. We have to do what God's word says in relation to that. But the point is, as God spoke to Israel, he said in verse 5, consider your ways. And sometimes we have time for everything else, but to consider the serious things of the Spirit of God. And obviously, they must have felt guilty a little bit because they were making excuses. And it's important to realize, and I shared again by way of review, God himself had removed the hindrances and the barriers. At this point, he had allowed them to continue. What we see is that God is wanting his people to consider the Great Commission, the things that God has called us to do. And so what we see in the book of Haggai is much a picture of what the church world is today. I'm speaking generally. You may be in a church that's on fire for God. Praise God. We need to pray for our pastors, for our leaders, for evangelists, for those who are working in the harvest field. But what is the subject being addressed? It's lukewarmness. It's indifference to the things of God in our walk with God. And lukewarmness is offensive to God. In Luke, the 16th chapter, verse 13, these are the words of Jesus. He said, No servant can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And then as we look at the book of Revelation, when Jesus was addressing the churches. Again, he is not condemning the sinner. He's not condemning those who have never heard the gospel. He's speaking to the churches. And in that third chapter, verse 14, well, let's read 15. He says, I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not. You see, they were deceived. They didn't know their true spiritual condition, that they were, according to Jesus, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And so, basically, in fact, that was the only church Jesus didn't have something good to say. What does lukewarmness mean? Well, let's look at the opposite. Let's look at the antonym. That's a fancy grammatical term. It means a word of opposite meaning. The antonym of lukewarmness is zeal. And what is zeal? It means eagerness, ardent interest in the pursuit of something. And so lukewarmness, according to definition, is lacking conviction, half-hearted. And so this narrative that we're seeing in the book of Haggai is not only one of lukewarmness and indifference, but also procrastination. These people were not refusing the Lord. No, they were not denying him. But like us, because that's the nature of human nature, they were probably unaware of their own slackness. They had only just returned to the land, as far as they were concerned. There was plenty of time in the generations to come. Well, beloved, my time has flown, and we're going to be looking at some specific scripture on tomorrow's broadcast about the Word, what it has to say about this kind of attitude. Now, this is not a pleasant, feel-good message, because the Spirit of God is being poured out. There is revival in other nations, and praise God, I've heard revival is actually starting in the cities. If God can't get his people to be revived in the churches, he's taking it to the streets, and it's occurring. There's salvations, there are rallies being held in the inner cities. I just heard that. It's exciting to hear. And so, beloved, God, that's my prayer for myself, for all those who listen to this broadcast, to those who are partners with this ministry, that we will consider our ways, not to be condemned, but to allow God to bring us in a place, if there's any area in our life that's not pleasing, that we'll correct it through the grace of God. Beloved, I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,